Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. My name is John Yule. Martel Coates will be along later on, and of course, we'll be presenting you with 2 hours of the best in jazz, swing, and blues. I hope you've recovered after all the excitement of the weekend, what with the Wimbledon, Lords, and the various football competitions, and you can now relax with us for the next couple of hours. We began this week with Randy Brecker's project, the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion, in which is a reimagining of the music made some 30 years earlier with his late brother, Michael, featuring many of the musicians, in fact, who had played with the Brecker Brothers Band during that period some 30 years earlier. The album was recorded at the James L. Dolan Studio at New York University at St. Henard's site, and it was recorded in September 2011. Randy Brecker playing flugel there. Andy Rivata, who of course is Mrs. Randy Brecker, was on soprano. Dean Brown on guitar. Chris Mandoki on the bass. Dave Winkle on drums. And George Whitty on keyboards and programming. And the track we heard was written by Randy Brecker and was called Adina. Right, let's move on smartly, shall we? Bill Charlap, the pianist, has a new duet album out with Dee Dee Bridgewater, but here is a return to his latest trio album, And Then Again, recorded at the Village Vanguard in New York on the 9th of September 2023. The usual Bill Charlap trio lineup with the Washingtons, Peter on bass and Kenny on drums. Here is a Jerome Kern number, written in 1939 for the musical Very Warm for May, which has become a big favourite of jazz musicians, All the Things You Are. staying with Bill Charlotte and Jerome Kern now, but featuring Tony Bennett, who we haven't featured, or I haven't featured much since he passed away a couple of years ago. I think I've only featured him once since I did the tribute programme to him at the time. The album is called The Silver Lining, and this is an album exclusively made up of Jerome Kern compositions, and it was in fact Tony's last ever studio album, released in 2015. Once again, we have Peter Washington on bass, Peter Washington on drums, I'll get it right in a minute. Peter Washington on bass, Kenny Washington on drums, and, of course, Bill Charlotte on piano. The selection here is Dearly Beloved, the lyrics of which were written by Johnny Mercer for the 1942 film starring Fred Astaire and Rita Hayworth, You Were Never Lovelier. You're on the wrong track.
Tell me that it's true. Tell me you agree. I was meant for you. You were meant for me. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say merely, dearly beloved, be mine. Save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say merely, dearly beloved, be mine.
As promised, we heard Bill Charlotte playing for Tony Bennett and Dearly Beloved, and we had time for another one from Bill Charlotte's live album, and we featured Sometimes I'm Happy, which wasn't written by Jerome Kern, it was written by Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar. We are, however, staying with Tony Bennett and one of his best albums from the later period of his recording career. This is an album called Here's to the Ladies, in which he paid tribute, in this instance, to Dinah Washington, amongst a selection of other female vocalists that he paid tribute to. And the selection here is a number called Daybreak, which was composed by Harold Adamson and Ferdy Grove, who is probably best known as the companion of the Grand Canyon Suite. This was recorded in 1995. The arranger was George Calandrelli, the soloist is Ralph Sharon on piano, and the singer is, of course, the one and only Tony Bennett.
Daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky now, and flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems to see from my window the sky full of dreams, as the white clouds sail on through the blue. At daybreak, I daydream of you.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. On to Vibes player Warren Wolf and his very successful album from last year. We've just heard an album in which Tony Bennett paid tribute to the great female vocalist. Here, Warren plays tribute to the great Vibes player, both of the past and the recent future, and indeed the scene today. The album is called The History of the Vibraphone, and this example is a composition by Bobby Hutcherson. And you're okay, it isn't Little Bee's Point for a change, it's Herzog. Warren Wolf on vibes, Tim Green on alto, Alex Brown on piano, Vicente Archer on bass, Carol Cy Dashiell III is on drums, and it was recorded at GB's Duke Joint in Long Island, or on Long Island, in New York, December the 1st, 2023. Herzog from Warren Wolf. Time on Swing Time for the Gig Guide now. And we're beginning with Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, the 16th, Wednesday. And the attraction there is a quartet called the Anemone Quartet, if I pronounce that properly, and I probably haven't done so. Reeds and vocals, Faye McCallum. Piano, Laura Cole. Drummer, Johnny Hunter from Sheffield. And the bass player, Ollie Bryce. Cubanas tomorrow night, the Jim Burke Band, a Sheffield-based band blending blues, jazz and ragtime. It's the week for Sheffield Jazz Club at the Old House tomorrow. It's Thursday, that's the day for them, Thursday the 17th, and the attraction is a leading saxophonist, Brandon Allen, who has worked with many leading performers, covering a wide range of settings, including no less than 4 albums with Kyle Eastwood. On to the weekend in Leopold Square, both free concerts, both starting at 2, and first of all on Saturday the 19th, our old friend Phil Johnson will be there on vocals, drums, keyboards, and with the rest of his bands he'll be playing jazz standards, gutsy blues and pop classics. I can't really vouch for how gutsy the blues will be, but I've no doubt it'll be a very good show. And on Sunday the 20th, Vibology, a Yorkshire-based quartet, paying tribute to the likes of Milt Jackson, Wes Montgomery, Kenny Burrell and Jimmy Smith, so that certainly looks a promising vibes-led attraction for Leopold Square on a Sunday afternoon. Even at the age of 90, there are few better tenor ballad players than Houston Person. This recording was made on the 16th of May 2023 at the Van Gelder Studios at Englewood Cliffs and is part of the Master's Legacy series, Volume 5 to be precise, which has been produced by Emmett Cohen, and we also hear on piano here. We also hear from the bass player, Nashusha Nakamura, and the drumist is Emmett's usual drummer, Kyle Paul. This composition is by a favourite composer on this programme, Tad Dameron, If You Could See Me Now. Mm-hmm. Houston person, recorded when he was only 89 years old. Cuban composer and arranger Chico O'Farrell worked for Charlie Parker, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Kenton, and with his own big band, here recorded in 2000 at the Clinton Studios in New York City, just a year or so before he passed away. The album is called Carambola, and we hear solos from Marshall McDonald on alto, Jim Seeley on trumpet, Gary Valenti on trombone, Mike McGlaw on tenor, and the arrangement and composition is by Chico O'Farrell himself. The Chico O'Farrell Big Band and Havana Blues.
We'll be right back.
The Chico O'Farrell Afro Latin Big Band have held a Sunday night residency at Birdland, which still takes place today, 33 years after Chico's passing, with his pianist son Arturo in charge. In fact, Arturo was actually Chico's proper Christian name. And we're taking another album from this 2000 session now, the album Carambola, a track called Del Rio. Soloist galore here. We've got on trumpet Michael Mossman, on muted trumpet Jim Bealey, on trombone Gary Valenti. Tenor is played by Mike McGlore, and the alto solo is by Jimmy Cozier. Del Rio then, and as ever, it's been written, arranged and conducted by Chico O'Farrell.
Thank you.
Delirio by the Chico Farro Latin Afro Latin Big Band finishes this first hour of Springtime here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. From me, John Yule, thank you very much for being with us and listening. And Michael Coates is all ready to go and on his blocks. He's mounted his steed, is in the starting gate for the next race. So I'll say cheerio for now and leave you with George Cables, who's going to play us out from his latest release, which is called I Hear Echoes, and this is Like a Lover.